Is your preteen or teen starting to pull away from you and not wanting your hugs and kisses anymore? And you're feeling rejected and it's kind of breaking your heart and you would like to do something about it, but you're not sure what to do? If this is you, this episode is certainly for you. Welcome to Parenting Hacks with Dr. Yanina. And as always, I am so thankful that you have decided to watch this week's episode. And when I say that I'm thankful, I really, really mean it because I know you have options. There's a lot of resources out there, but yet you have chosen to watch this week's episode. And I'm thankful for that. And as you know, in this show, I talk about issues related to raising preteens and teens. So this week's episode is the second part of a two-video series in which I've been talking about things you can do when your preteen or teen start pulling away from you. And I know it's not a good feeling. I'm a mom too. I have two teenagers, and I remember when they started to pull away from me. It's really not a good feeling, which is why I want to share what I did and what I've been doing, so maybe that will be helpful to you. And the truth is that when our children are younger, it was all about hugs and kisses. And probably you were always constantly kissing them and giving them hugs. And they seem to like that and they seem to respond back. But as they grow, some are okay with physical affection from their parents. But the reality is that other kids are not okay with physical affection. They don't like physical affection. As a matter of fact, they would prefer if you do not show physical affection towards them, right? And maybe this is you. Maybe your child doesn't like physical affection. And consequently, to some of us, maybe not necessarily you, but some of us, so we stop showing affection, fearing that if we do, our children will get angry at us and our children will start rejecting us. Maybe your child does not want you to show him or her physical affection at all. And as difficult as it may be for you, I really encourage you to respect their request. However, you can show affection in other ways, and that's what we're going to be talking about this week. So this week's parenting hack is this. Instead of pushing for physical affection, try other ways you can show your love without giving them hugs and kisses. I know it's hard, I get it, but you know the truth of the matter is that, as I said, some children are okay with physical affection, but others are not. And you do not want to distance yourself from them because of that. So let me share with you two ideas you can use that will continue to show affection in two different ways. I know they're not ideal. I know you want those hugs and kisses, but I think that if you try this, it will help you maintain a connection with them. Are you ready to hear my two tips? One thing you can do is to text your child a nice message. Some examples are, have an awesome day, good luck on your test, good luck on your game, we're proud of you, we're excited for you, I'm proud of you for spending all this time preparing for this. And you can also send them a funny meme. And that's something that I do too with my children. And what happens is when you send them a funny meme that they're not expecting, and especially from you, you will definitely bring a smile in their face. You can also send them an inspirational meme. So there are different things you can send them just to keep that connection. Even if it's virtual, you can keep that connection with them. Another idea that you can try is written notes. You can always write a note, or you can write a card, and what you can do is you can drop it under their bedroom's door, or you can just put it inside their backpack once in a while, you know, and I'm sure they will appreciate to get, you know, a note from you. Again, these are different things you can do. You know, on these notes, what you can do is just remind them how much they mean to you and that you're always available if they need to talk. It's just kind of like little reminders. And, you know, you don't have to write a whole letter. You can if you want to, but just little couple of sentences reminding them how much they mean to you and that you're always there for them, that you're available, that you want to be part of their lives. The purpose here is to let them know that you're thinking about them, right? That you truly care about them and that you want to stay connected with them. Of course, you can also tell them in person when you are together, but these are like little things that you do just to keep that connection going in a different way. And it is also a good way to stay connected during the day. But again, let's don't overdo these things. You might want to do them once in a while, not every single day, because then they will get used to it and the likelihood that they will see and ignore is greater, right? So you want to keep it like new and fresh, you know, do it once in a while. And the truth of the matter is that just because you're showing affection virtually or in writing, it doesn't mean that it's not good enough. Don't think that the physical affection is more important or greater than showing affection in other ways. The bottom line is this, that we're showing affection. The way you show affection, it is based on your child's preferences. And because you're respecting your child's preferences, guess what? They will be willing to receive it from you. So maybe you've become a little distant and disconnected from your child because you're assuming that this is what your teen or tween wants you to do. After all, they're teenagers, right? If this is you, please don't make that assumption. And one of the things that I always like to share is that in my book, Moms Don't Quit, I share quite a few tips on how you can find out what makes your child comfortable and what makes your child uncomfortable. And you are gonna love the ideas that I share in my book. So if you haven't done so yet, I invite you to get a copy of my book, Moms Don't Quit, and you can go to Amazon.com or you can go to your local Barnes & Noble, or actually you can even order it online in BarnesandNoble.com. So to wrap up this week's episode, never stop showing affection to your child. Instead, find out what works for them. And when you find out what works for them, they will be willing to receive it from you. So let me ask you this, have you tried virtual or written affection? If so, how is it working for you and your child? I would love to hear from you. Share your story in the comments below. As always, thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in my next episode. Until then, have a wonderful week. Bye.